Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at House of Kosher here in Northeast Philadelphia at 9806 Busselton Avenue with owner Rifki Isaacson. You own this grocery store with your husband.
Yes, we do. More of a kosher gourmet supermarket, I would say.
As I was walking around, I was looking at some things that made me so nostalgic for Israel. Shall we walk and talk?
Yep, absolutely.
So what do you have here in the grocery store?
Okay, so first of all, we have, as soon as you walk in, we have a fresh produce section. But what's cool about it is that we have also fresh cut produce. And if someone's kosher, it has to be always cut with a kosher knife. So in our kitchen, we do that. So you can get a lot of conveniences here. And the fact that your vegetables are cut and prepped for you. We have a huge takeout section and a grab-and-go section right next to it as well, where people can just grab lunch or grab food for Shabbat or food for dinner. We have a fresh butcher on staff every day, just cutting fresh meats and chickens and anything you can possibly need, as well as providing for custom orders. We bring in a lot of products from literally everywhere, from Israel, from Europe, from, of course, America, a lot of American products. And everything in the store is kosher, and that's what's really, really cool. You don't have to look. Does it have certification? You don't have to look. Everything is kosher.
And so that means you're closed on Jewish holidays?
Yes, we are, but like right before the Jewish holidays, we'll be up till 2 o'clock in the morning. We'll be open till 2 o'clock in the morning the night before, and it's great. Like, you really feel the holiday coming in.
Tell me about that, because this must give people like a feeling of home.
Absolutely. Like, especially a lot of Israelis come in and they feel like they're in their what they call a makolet, which is the Israeli supermarket. And they're like, it's even bigger and nicer than what they remember. So it was in a bigger version. And then we have, like, if you see, we have marzipan rogalach. These are literally sold in the market in Machane Yehuda in Jerusalem, like literally straight from there. It comes from Israel. They call me in advance. How many cases do you want? Like, it's coming. The shipment is coming soon. So we really give a taste of home for them, from the baklava to the Israeli nuts, which is so important.
To the music.
The music, always Jewish music, Israeli music playing. Before Shabbat, we have Shabbat music playing. So it just really gives you a sense of our culture and our tradition, our background. But everyone feels welcome, no matter what background or what religion. Everyone just feels welcome here.
Describe the need in the community for a supermarket like this.
So in general, I mean, kosher supermarkets have exploded everywhere. Like, they've become gourmet markets, not just little corner stores. And as the community has been growing in Philadelphia and Jersey, like, all the communities have been growing. Young families are moving in. We just felt that it was really a convenience that was needed here.
I'm like looking around and my eyes are popping out of my head. Can we just walk over here for 1 second? Okay. Is this a barad machine?
This one?
Yes.
The slush machines?
Yes.
Yeah. We have them in all flavors. Then we do the iced coffee just like they do in Israel on every corner. Of course, a hot coffee and hot cocoa machine. The kids love it. A lot of the schools and programs, as an incentive, as prizes, there we have something called the slush card where they buy it and they give it out as prizes for the kids. So they can come in and we do it, of course, at a discount to them, and they can use it as kind of a nice prize to give out to kids that have accomplished something or some sort of contest.
But these machines are on every, like, juice corner, every street corner?
Absolutely. It's just like in Israel. Yeah, it's just like in Israel. We have green apple. We have all flavors, mango. It's fabulous.
Okay, what other hidden gems am I, like, as I look around, what else am I going to find here?
So first of all, we have something awesome. We love our peanut chew bars. It's probably one of my favorites and was never sold in Philly before. And they come in these great platters. So the traditional peanut chews that we used to make with Rice Krispies and peanut butter is now sold on these gorgeous trays, and people buy
them. Wait,
they
look like, it looks like a halva container.
Right. Some of them actually have halva in it. Just whatever, just saying. a gourmet par of chocolate wine, which is so, so nice because after meat we don't eat milk, so it's nice when you can have great desserts. Full line of candies and nuts, every type possible. I'm always bringing more candy because I'm like a child at heart and I just need to see candy. It puts me in a good mood, colorful.
So wait, I see that some of these, it looks like they're made in-house, but do you also order some from Israel or where do they come from?
So this actually comes from New York. And then we package it here from some gourmet, it's called Pardes. It's a gourmet chocolate company that we love. We also bring in other companies like Klein's Naturals. And we're going to bring in La Chocolate, which is a great, great line. So we're constantly expanding into, you know, different companies. We have a gorgeous halva line, though, if you move up a little bit. Any kind of flavor halva you can imagine, as well as like shredded halva, which you can throw. I just made an ice cream with it. You can throw into your ice cream and your cakes, and it really gives it a great flavor. This is all halva right here, all different types. Sugar-free. Sugar-free line.
You have like an entire section dedicated just to halva.
Literally right. No, it's very important. It's very important. And we run out very quickly. So we're constantly restocking. We have the elite chocolates, of course. You know, every type that they make, the Schneiders, the Schmerlings. There's so many flavors. Everything is special kosher. It's really, really nice, as well as all the candies. These are all Israeli candies and nuts. People specifically come in for the Galil roast. It's on flower seeds. Like, they only want this company from Israel.
Do you have, like, Pesach Zman and...
Absolutely.
And Mikupelet.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh, there it is!
You're going to find it before me. You're going to have your... Pesach Zman bars, you're going to have your chocolate log, you need your Mikkel palette, of course.
So this is interesting because it looks exactly like it does in Israel, except it has English letters.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's still the company Elite, but yeah, it's in English, the Kifkaf, well, some of it might be.
Kifkaf.
This is in Hebrew. Actually.
Well, Kifkaf is Kit Kat for people that don't know.
That's right. Tortit, this is the most popular from the, I didn't even realize.
Is it?
But the Israelis like, oh my gosh,
I would think these two.
Right, this is what I like. But this is what they like. Of course, we have all the elite gums, the bazookas, the must, every kind of gum. And of course, we have the American. We've got the Mentos. But here, everything is kosher. When you go into a regular supermarket and you see Mentos, you need to look. It's usually not kosher. Everything here, Mentos does a special line here, and it's all kosher, which is awesome.
So where do you get this from? So like, for example, Elite Pesach Zman and Mikupelet that says chocolate log, like, are these specifically made for American stores?
Yep, there's a distributors in New York. That's where they're based, and they deliver to us, and they really have everything. Literally everything.
Wow. Oh, okay. So
we got the Kariot Talma cereal. Okay.
The cereals, yes. That's a whole other thing.
If you look down the cereal line, we have the Israeli cereals. Fully kosher baby food, Israeli companies, and it's kosher. A lot of times the companies are not kosher. Many of the baby jars are not kosher. They don't have certification. Here you don't have to worry. Everything is good.
From the baby food on up.
Yeah, and we bring in a lot of special spices, if you'll notice. This is Sadaf, which is also a Middle Eastern company. We get mint leaves from them, cardamom. People have been asking for, like, sumac, like special spices, za'atar, very popular.
Oh, yeah, za'atar.
You know, you have to have that. If you move down, we have the Schweppes line, we have the Jump, we have the Priga, you know, all the Israeli juices. We have the, come down with me a little bit, the Niviot flavored waters, which are so delicious, and we're so happy to carry them here. Down below, you'll see more of the Prigots and all the flavors, the spring.
Oh, there you go. Oh.
All the spring drinks.
Spring in a, is that a 2-liter?
Yep.
As opposed to the tiny little...
Yeah, they make it in this size. Wow. We have petal, of course. You have to have petal.
Meets petal! Oh my gosh! I remember the jug.
Spring in these containers.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
And of course the elite coffee, because like, if I don't have the elite Turkish coffee in stock, forget it, I'm done. Okay, my customers will kill me. So we have every type of elite coffee possible. The vanilla, the iced mocha, everything that they're used to having in Israel. And
so what are some of your most popular like items on the shelves that definitely sell out really fast?
Well, holiday time now, our pomegranate juices were just flying off because everybody's making things with pomegranates.
Yeah.
In general, the coffee, like I just said, the Turkish coffee, the red bags especially go very quickly. We're constantly restocking it, our drinks.
Let's keep walking.
Anything.
Let's go down the aisles here. Okay, we're in the cereal aisle now. Oh, wait, turn around. The cans, the Israeli pickles.
We have all the canned olives, every type, the canned Israeli pickles, the oils, the flavored oils, the infused oils. We have everything, all the Israeli companies.
And you have the big cans.
Yeah. I'm actually just noticing that. We
right.
do.
Yeah, that's the cucumbers and bread. Yeah.
Yeah, and then very popular is all the fried eggplant and the stuffed cabbage and the stuffed grape leaves in canned, as well as the Galil grilled eggplant in a jar is awesome, by the way. All the sauces, amba, which is very popular in Israel. It's a sauce that they put on everything. We sell that here ready to go. You'll notice we have the kariot, the Israeli kariot from Talma. So you saw the other one? This is literally from Israel, the cornflakes from Israel. So you're getting that nostalgia. The deli pecan is my favorite.
They taste different. People that don't know,
yes.
The cornflakes,
yes.
Why do they taste different?
It has a different texture. Yeah. I don't know. And when I'm in Israel, I love it. So I don't know. Yeah, it's totally different texture.
You cannot replicate it. You have to get the one from Talma.
Yeah, and it's all in Hebrew. It's literally straight
from Israel.
Yeah. But then we have a lot of American products too. So it's like really like a one-stop from all your health stuff, your brown rice pastas. We have an entire health aisle, like gluten-free. We have everything gluten-free, including gluten-free challah rolls. Like some people for Shabbat, you know, they're gluten-free. We have the rolls. We have the oat rolls. And I heard they're delicious. I'm not gluten-free, but, you know, we'll even take gluten-free bagels. And my pizza guy, Ernie, will make bagel pizza for those that are gluten-free. So a lot of customer service here as well. Our pizza's awesome, by the way. It's an authentic Italian pizza. Ernie owned his own place for 30 years, and we got really, really lucky that he came in to make us the most amazing kosher pizza ever.
So what kind of special prep do you have to do for Yom Kippur?
So we're definitely thinking platters. We're thinking people are definitely going to want smoked fish platters. So we're stocking up on that and getting ready and gearing up, offering some special deals. We're throwing in bagels and cream cheese to go with some of our deluxe platters. We're thinking people may want sushi. Our sushi is unreal. We do gorgeous sushi platters. They come in a beautiful big black box. They're a beautiful presentation and a beautiful gift, and they're very well priced. And I hear everyone, kosher, non-kosher, say it's the best sushi they've ever tasted. So we're really very proud of our sushi. It's a great idea. Also, we're thinking, we don't know. It's our first Yom Kippur. Like Rosh Hashanah, we were like amazed. 2 o'clock in the morning, this place was hopping.
Right.
Saturday night, you know? So it was like, yeah, and then we were open Sunday till 5. So it was just busy, 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 and it really felt amazing.
Well, for people that maybe aren't familiar, Yom Kippur is a fast holiday, so there are two big meals. There's the meal before you go into the holiday, and then there's the break the fast meal. So you've got two big meals.
We do. So obviously Yom Kippur, we will not be open. We are observant, but everyone can order all their platters beforehand. So Yom Kippur is Tuesday night. We'll be open until Tuesday, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You can order your platters before. All you do is email us at catering@houseofkosher.com. And they're all ready to pick up Tuesday morning, ready to go. So you're set for after the fast. And then before the fast, we normally do like something called a kreplach, which is like a beef inside like a dough, kind of like a wonton, so that our sins should be hidden. So we're going to be, of course, we sell it in our freezer section, but we'll be selling it in our takeout section as well with chicken soup. And our schnitzels are unbelievable. So roasted chicken, we have full meals. You can literally pre-order everything and be set to go.
When did you open?
We opened May 10th.
So over the past couple of months, how has the response been?
I think it's been unbelievable. When we first opened, there was a line outside the door, literally waiting for our doors to open, and it was a beautiful feeling. Everybody was just hugging each other, and like, it's really a community store. This was done for the community. My husband and I only do things that benefit the community. We have daycare center, and whatever we do is something that just is something that benefits, and that's kind of why we opened the store. And everyone's been so supportive, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. A lot of thank yous and a lot of blessings, you know? So it's been a really, really nice response. It's been busy. We listen to our customers. They tell me to get a product. I do my best to get it in. And that's the way that they can help me. When someone says, how can I help you? That's what it is. Tell me what I'm missing. Tell me what I need. Tell me what I can do to make your life easier. So
the feedback.
That's what we love. Yeah.
I think people, even if they're not kosher, will have a lot of nostalgia.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a lot of Muslim families that come in, and they love it. They love all the Middle Eastern products. They love the cheeses. They love the yogurts. And they love that everything's kosher too, because they can't, a lot of them do not eat pigs. So they're happy. They know that we know that if you guys are doing the meat, we know it's good. We know it's kosher. We know it's right. And it works for them too. So it's really nice to service everyone from all backgrounds.
Right. Because Muslim customers also have their own rules. It's called halal.
Right. And a lot of them are okay eating our meat. So it really works well.
Halal
and
kosher.
It brings them a lot of nostalgia too, because a lot of the products are products from Israel. A lot of them lived in Israel or worked in Israel and just seem to really like everything. So it's nice.
This is so exciting. I can't wait to like run up and down your aisle.
Okay, you could do that.
Israeli supermarkets are also very well known for their amazing dairy products. Let's talk about what you have.
Yeah, so that's what we bring in, the Tnuva line, of course. We have all the soft cheeses, the hard cheeses, the sliced cheeses. We also work really hard to get like kosher braai and like really fancy cheeses. So, you know, busy with that. Like, I don't know it, but I know my customers do like it. So we bring in a fromage, all the shredded cheeses. We have, of course, the puddings, the milky puddings. Every kosher yogurt on the market is pretty much here. We bring in a very special dessert line. It's almost gone. I'm trying to order more. This is called the Maccabi line, and they make little yogurts for kids, desserts, very highly requested. We have all the chocolate lebens, the strawberry vanilla lebens. We bring in the halloumi cheese, which is hard to find here. We bring in fresh mozzarella.
Do you have any eschel or things like?
So the eschel we do bring in, it's usually hard to get. So here and there we get it. It's whenever it comes in from Israel. We're able to bring in the quark, which is very important to Israelis because they make all their cheesecake with it. So that's the soft cheese, and that's from Tanuva. Here's the halloumi. So we have like one pack left. You see the whole Tanuva line, the Edam cheese, which is very, very popular also as well. The blue Maccabi, hard to get in kosher a lot of times. So it's a big deal to be able to bring that in. The Labaneh.
Labaneh!
Very, very important to have from Tanuva. Very important.
I'll just take one of those right now.
We bring in the Tifudi cream cheese also, which is par of cream cheese for people with allergies. We need to work with that as well. We also bring in regular Chobani, and we have the Yo Crunch and the Swiss Miss and Philadelphia cream cheese.
So like in Israel, they do have the par of section, a special par of which means no dairy because of the special kosher dietary rules.
So we have dairy and non-dairy ice creams. You do have to look at the label. We try to keep it as separate as we can. So this is all non-dairy down here. So it'll say smooth and creamy. It'll say parev. All different ice creams that are par of. This is dairy. We have a lot of sorbets. We bring in, I want to show you the Israeli ones. So obviously, we have vanilla milky pleasures, but we have, this is extremely popular, I call it the Crisimo, straight from Israel. They also make an awesome gelati, which is on the kosher market.
New. That's new.
Very, very, very new. Literally authentic Italian. We make gorgeous, gorgeous ice cream desserts. You can get
the
a
roll
ice cream cake.
Yep.
You're set. Gorgeous sorbet logs. And then we have the Strauss. You notice the Strauss up on top.
Yeah.
You have to have Strauss.
Oh my gosh, you're bringing me back.
More ice cream cakes. Of course, you'll head over here. We have the frozen falafel balls, frozen pizzas. We have also, there's a nutritionist in New York that a lot of people follow. She has a whole line of products. We sell all her products here, her diet pizzas and muffins and cookies. So people are thrilled with that ability to be able to do that.
And it's clean, clean, clean in
here. Very clean. We have a fresh fish section. She'll cut fish. Take the skin on, skin off, do whatever you want. We also prepare our own gefilte fish and our own prepared fishes, so you're ready to go. Poke bowls. Don't forget our poke bowls at our sushi section.
So you're very, like, modern. It's very modern.
It's a mix, yeah, yeah. We're very, you know, up and coming on what's happening now in the food world, in the culinary world. Our chef is trained, executive trained, culinary trained, and he is very high level. So, like, we'll do the potato kugel at the same time. He'll do some gorgeous filet mignon as well. So it's a nice mix of everything, I think.
Tell me about this cooking aisle.
Okay, so here we have every type of pan that we use as a, I guess I would say as a Jewish consumer maybe, because we do our challah. So we have our different sized challah loaf pans, the little squares, the mini squares, the way we make our kugels, like everything is the right size that we could possibly need. Different types of lids that we would want to use. Parchment paper, which is very popular in our cooking. Crockpot liners, we use a crockpot every weekend for our children, for Shabbat. So it really, really gives us what we need here.
What I find interesting is this is, I would say, smaller than your typical large supermarket, but this aisle has the most variety than any supermarket I've ever seen.
Yeah, we try to get every different type of thing possible in this aisle. So there may not be a ton of each thing, but we're constantly restocking it, but we put a lot of stuff in this aisle. Every kind of like Ziploc bag, type of fork, cleaning products, just a nice variety that you should be able to get what you need, including Israeli cleaning products and Israeli shampoos. The Hawaii line, which is extremely popular. The Badin cleaning spray or dryer spray that seems to be extremely popular. Like, if I don't have that, forget it. So it's all down
there. You have Hawaii shampoo?
Hawaii shampoo. Oh. Right here. We're bringing in Caroline now. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All the Hawaii products seems to be very, very needed. So yeah, we have it.
So, okay, how much time do you spend sourcing all of this stuff?
So thank God we did bring in a manager from New York who owns his own supermarket there in the summer in the Catskills. So he has a lot of grocery experience and was available during the year to help us really get started and manage our store. So he knew a lot of the vendors already. And then we just, you get into it, you find out, everyone helps each other, which is amazing. And you find out the main big distributors, and then you're constantly looking for new ones. I'll constantly research a product and find out where I can get it from, and we do our best to bring it in. It does take time, but it's, thank God, in today's world, emails, and it just makes everything a lot easier and simpler. Yeah, so thank God.
Rifki, I am totally fangirling your supermarket.
I don't blame you. We really love it. I have my family working here. I'm very lucky. My son-in-laws and my daughters are all part of this venture, helping us. So thank God. It's really been great. This blue spray, by the way, is extremely popular. I don't know.
The Badin?
Yes.
Huh.
People come in special for that.
There's like, oh, all the cleaning products down here?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So we have the basics. You know, you have the Mr. Cleans and you have your...
Oh, wait. This is very important. You have the Yahrzeit candles. I can never find them in the supermarket.
Yeah, we have the Yahrzeit candles. Obviously, this time of year, we have them even more, but we always have them. We have all the tea lights, the regular candles, everything that you need for Shabbat all the time. These candles in the glass, people really love. Every type of Shabbat candle matches.
Yeah, and this variety...
Habdala candles, beautiful ones.
Yeah,
for this the Habdala ceremony.
You don't get this kind of variety in a regular grocery store.
No. No, absolutely not.
So you just basically make room for the things that are a priority to you.
Absolutely, yeah. We'll even have some school supplies, you know, and there's more at the end. Like just, you know, you run out, you quickly need some loose leaf paper, envelopes, glue, crayons, notepads. We have it.
All right, Rivka, any parting words?
Just come and visit us. You really want to experience this. Come and say hi to me and, you know, enjoy the products, enjoy the whole feeling here, the whole aura, and check out something new. It's really, really exciting.
Wait, where's the Beasley and the Bamba?
Hello. You didn't notice the big, huge Bamba station here?
Oh my gosh! Look at all of this.
The Beasley's right there, of course. You have to.
And you have them in...
We have kosher Doritos, actually, straight from Israel, too, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, wow, look at this whole aisle. It's like all the chips.
Yeah, we do the chips in little, kind of like, I don't know, little baskets, and the kids love it, and the parents love it. We even leave little bags there, and they can just fill up. You know, the kids have all their snacks, and you can pick whatever you want. So this is also a new thing for here, where you can just, you don't have to buy a whole bag of one type. You can literally take a chip here, a chip there, and it really makes it great for the kids.
What's your website?
So it's houseofkosher.com. Right now, our menus are up there. It'll soon be a shopping website. We're going to have an app. You can literally shop our store, and we'll deliver it right to your door. We do deliveries now, too. You can email your order. We deliver a minimum $100, free delivery. But eventually, soon, there will be an app, and it'll be fully functional on our website as well.
Well, happy Yom Kippur. Happy New Year.
Thank you. New Year, and everything should go beautiful and well and easy fast to everybody. And just wishing everyone in the whole world peace and a beautiful, beautiful, sweet, sweet, sweet New Year.
Rivka Isaacson, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much coming out.
And congratulations on the grocery store.
I know. We're very excited. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.